WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
First weather and meteorologist Dan Zarrow, welcome back.
Thank you. Another spectacular summer day on deck for today. So if you're going to play hooky for your Thursday, you'll find lots of sunshine out there. Fairly comfortable this morning. We've got some 50s on the map, mostly in the 60s. It'll be dry with low humidity, highs in the lower to mid 80s today, 70s along the coast with a nice sea breeze. Clear and comfortable tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s, slightly more humid tomorrow, but still dry. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs upper 70s to lower 80s. We will see some rain return over the weekend, highly dependent on the track of a coastal storm system. So chance for rain on Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday too. Right now, Asbury Park 64, Millville 67, Kenilworth 63.
Time on New Jersey's First News 5:02. Topping our news this hour, if you throw back a few drinks at the bar and decide against getting behind the wheel, that's a smart move. But are you even in the right mind to put one foot in front of the other? Year after year, drunk walking is a killer in the Garden State.
About 30% of pedestrians killed on New Jersey's roadways in 2016 and tested for alcohol had a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher.
We always think about drinking and driving, but seldom do we realize just how dangerous it is to walk while impaired.
Gary Podobecki with the Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety says it's even more troubling when intoxicated walkers are looking down at their phones. The police chief in Surf City says on their main boulevard, it takes a driver going 30 miles per hour 111 feet to stop for a pedestrian. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Another spectacular summer day on tap for this Thursday. Sunny and dry. Low humidity. Highs in the lower to mid 80s. More like 70s along the coastline. Tonight, clear and comfortable. Lows in the lower to mid 60s. And tomorrow, slightly more humid during the day. Still dry, though. Sun and clouds for your Friday. Highs in the upper 70s at the Jersey Shore to lower 80s inland. Complete details on the forecast straight ahead. And coming up in our next segment, sharks are breeding, and that means you should be on the lookout. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 5:06. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. As you just heard at the top of the show, another spectacular summer day awaits us. Sunny and dry on this Thursday. Low humidity. Highs in the lower to mid 80s, mostly across New Jersey. More like the 70s along the coast. Very comfortable. Continued clear and comfortable tonight. Overnight lows lower to mid 60s. Beachgoers are being warned that this is shark breeding season after two possible attacks in the Northeast. Authorities say two children were bitten in the waters off New York's Fire Island yesterday in two separate incidents less than 5 miles apart. 12-year-old Lola Polina suffered a bite on her leg.
I started like running out of the water because I felt it, and it started like swimming away, like kind of, it was like a whirlpool looking thing, like next to me. So I ran out to my mom, and like my leg was all like bloody.
EMTs also removed a piece of tooth from the leg of a 13-year-old boy. Both children are expected to be okay. An advisory about four Jersey beaches, a pipe that drains water from Wreck Pond into the Atlantic needs to be opened up, and so select beaches in Seagirt and Spring Lake may not be accessible today. The DEP has no other active advisories, however. A package of bills is working its way through Trenton aimed at reducing the amount of teen suicides in New Jersey, the third leading cause of death among teens in the state.
One bill sponsored by Assemblyman Herb Conaway Jr. would explore the use of cell phones and social media by students at public schools.
One thing we do know that correlates with that is the increased use of smartphones and in particular social media. And the question is whether or not there's a linkage there.
A 15-member temporary state commission plans to study the effect this usage may have on teens' mental health and whether there's a link between that usage and incidents of harassment. Another bill being introduced would require schools to implement depression screenings for students in grades 7 through 12.
This bill focuses on screening in the schools so that we can hopefully get people on a path to treatment, getting the things they need for their mental health.
Both bills do not have a Senate version. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says Russia continues to use fake news and other propaganda to, quote, spin up Americans on both sides of hot-button issues in an effort to sow discord. Wray is standing by the assessment that Moscow meddled in the 2016 election. By joining five other states and New York City in a federal lawsuit over immigration enforcement, the Justice Department says New Jersey endeavors to cheat law-abiding citizens. The series of suits seeks a court order to block policies announced last summer. Now that it's midsummer, hurricane season is heating up. The chances of one slamming Jersey are low, but as we found out with Superstorm Sandy, it can and does happen.
Jersey officials have posted a hurricane survival guide on the front page of the state website. Laura Connolly of the Jersey Office of Emergency Management says the guide helps you put together a survival kit and make an emergency family plan.
Even though there's absolutely no threat right now to New Jersey of an impending hurricane, we want people to be prepared now.
She adds it's also important to not forget about Fluffy and Rover.
Pets are family too. Make sure you're including them in all of your emergency plans.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
As a July 31st deadline nears to renew the National Flood Insurance Program, Congressman Tom MacArthur wants to extend the date to the end of hurricane season. He's urging the Senate to reach a deal, saying government-subsidized flood insurance is the only kind available to many Americans and New Jerseyans.
A lot of insurance companies are not interested in flood insurance for a host of reasons, and the federal government's the only place they can go, and you have to have it. If you can't buy flood insurance, you can't get a mortgage. You can't buy a home. You can't sell a home.
A former CEO of an insurance service company, MacArthur represents much of Ocean County and says a storm like Superstorm Sandy would be even more disastrous without the program. Time on New Jersey's First News 510. FanDuel is launching online sports betting plus an internet casino, both it hopes in time for the start of football season. The company is licensed with Meadowlands Racetrack for the sports part and the Golden Nugget in AC for mainstream online gambling. A bus driver who flashed his rear end at a Belleville man during a recent argument is now out of a job. Video shows a tiff between a driver for the Robert Torres Bus Company and the person filming, who says he was stunned.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, you're a bus driver transporting children that were standing right across the street when he took his pants down.
The man filming told the driver the bus was blocking his driveway, and the driver responded by dropping his pants and mooning the camera. The manager of the bus company says the driver has been canned. If your child is headed to Rutgers this fall or is already going there, it's going to cost you more, or them more, in loans. Tuition is going up 2.3%, or about $337. That means an average student in New Brunswick will pay more than $27,600 this year. A survey done for the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants found that 3 out of 4 of them believe the just-passed state budget will harm New Jersey's economy.
The feeling is that with the increase in various taxes, businesses that are here will not look to expand, and those considering coming to New Jersey may take a pause.
NJSCPA head Ralph Albert Thomas says only 10% believe the state will improve with the new budget. Although President Trump said 4 weeks ago they'd been returned, we are still waiting for the remains of Americans killed in Korea in the 1950s to come back to the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that could begin soon, but could perhaps take years. Time on New Jersey's First News 512, meteorologist Dan Zarrow says we've got a simply glorious day coming up today. Sunny, dry, low humidity, highs mostly lower to mid-80s, a little cooler than that at the Jersey Shore. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Dennis and Judy.
Why are you in denial about all the times we hang out together?
I never realized we spend far too much time together.
You know, you're right. We've got to cut that out.
Yeah.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News 514. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back with us. And Dan, maybe a few degrees cool for the beach if you want to be there all day, but other than that, very little to find to complain about, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, we'll end up a couple degrees below normal, a couple degrees cooler than yesterday, but just looking spectacular as summer days go along. We continue that low humidity. That's a big factor in that description. Plenty of sunshine. Will stay dry all day. Most highs lower to mid-80s. With a nice sea breeze, we'll see 70s at the beaches today. Clear and comfortable tonight. Lows in the lower to mid-60s, and tomorrow looks good too. A bit more humid perhaps, but still dry with sun and clouds, highs upper 70s to lower 80s. The weekend gets unsettled and wet and complicated too. Saturday's forecast highly dependent on the track of a coastal storm system. There will be a chance for rain, especially along the coast, but not a guarantee. At the very least, it'll be mostly cloudy and cooler in the 70s. Scattered showers around for Sunday too. New Jersey weather made possible by At Home Recreation, New Jersey's only We Own the Factory swimming pool store. Now offering July liquidation pricing. Save $200 to $2,000 off New Jersey's market price, plus 40% off regular prices and 20% off pool installations for a limited time. So hurry. AtHomeRecreation.com. New Jersey First News Time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock.
This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. Walking drunk. It may be hard to believe, but it could endanger you just as much as driving drunk. Mating season for sharks is being blamed for two attacks in New York, and heightened alerts here. In sports, the first domino to fall before the MLB trade deadline, Manny Machado to the Dodgers. Golf, the Open underway this morning in Scotland, and an all-time Jet calls it quits. Darrell Rivas is retiring. You get to the beach forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. Looking good at the beaches today. Air temperatures in the 70s. Nice sea breeze. Rip current risk is low for today with waves about 3 feet. Ocean temperatures between 68 and 77 degrees today. Your UV index will be an 8. Very high. Don't get sunburnt like I did yesterday. New Jersey First News Time still 519.
Jersey Radio.
I feel like it pertains to me more than a lot of other stations.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
Coming up on 5:23 on this Thursday morning, meteorologist Dan Zarrow back in about 7 or 8 minutes, right after the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. Looks like President Trump is headed back to Bedminster. The FAA has once again issued flight restrictions, this time for this weekend as well as next, at Bedminster, Morristown, and Newark. That usually indicates an imminent presidential visit. It's a growing problem that some people think is a joke. An increasing number of dogs in New Jersey are being treated by their vets after ingesting marijuana.
According to Dr. Peter Falk of the Jersey Veterinary Medical Association, dogs that are high on pot can become wobbly, they may drool, start howling, or become hyperactive. He says some misguided owners blow marijuana smoke in their dog's face or get sloppy after baking brownies spiked with weed.
If you have a tray of brownies on your counter, and you have a Labrador that counter serves, that tray is gone.
He adds some dogs on pot become anxious and have to be treated with an IV or sedatives. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Arrest made in the strangulation death of a woman in her Elizabeth apartment more than 5 years ago. In May 2013, 46-year-old Patricia Parham Hayward was killed, her roommate seriously injured. Now a state prison inmate, Arlie Rodriguez, has been charged in the attack. About a week and a half ago, you may remember that swift moving fire at a Toms River strip mall. That blaze has been declared an accident. It began in the overhang of a dry cleaning business and spread to other stores, destroying 5 businesses in all. Former Governor Chris Christie is promising to set the record straight about Bridgegate and his friendship with President Trump in a book set for release in January.
Hachette Publishers says Christie provides frank appraisals of President Trump's cabinet in the book titled Let Me Finish, Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and the Power of In-Your-Face Politics. He'll examine the Kushner family, tied to the president through Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. As a state prosecutor, Christie won the case that put Jared's father, Charles, in jail for tax evasion and illegal political contributions. Christie's book is also expected to reveal his feelings on President Trump choosing Mike Pence as his running mate and Christie's removal from the president's transition team. Danielle Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You may have been hearing chatter about alleged poor living conditions for members of the Sky Blue FC soccer team, owned in part by Governor Murphy. He says he has ordered management to improve the situation and that the players deserve better. 3 private collections worth of memorabilia from the classic television series The Sopranos are currently being auctioned by Steiner Auctions in New York. Aaron Rothschild, senior auction coordinator, says the 72 items should excite even the most casual fan or collector.
We have screen-worn wardrobe, signed memorabilia like original premiere posters, an exclusive 18-karat gold watch given by James Gandolfini to members of the cast.
The online auction began earlier this month and continues until August 4th. 5:25 on New Jersey's First News. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Another spectacular summer day ahead. Sunny and dry for your Thursday. Low humidity once again. Highs lower to mid-80s mostly. Could see some 70s along the coast with a breeze. Clear and comfortable tonight. Lows in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow slightly more humid. Still dry though. Sun and clouds. And again, 70s at the coast. Upper 70s. Lower 80s more inland in the Garden State. Dan will be back at the bottom of the hour. Also coming up at 5:30, drunk walking. How serious is the problem? Business news is next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
5:28 on New Jersey's First News as we check business. Asian stock markets are drifting today in mixed trading as investors await further moves in global trade disputes. Japan's Nikkei 225 added 0.2% today. South Korea's Kospi shed 0.2%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng edged 0.1% lower. The Shanghai Composite Index slipped 0.3%. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichao and Lou Hockman are at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petrogioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.